You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. Spent a lot of time, maybe too much time, talking about Tim Tebow signing with the Jaguars, a backup to the backup tight end right now. And it's just the 90-man roster. They're probably going to be on Hard Knocks. You would think Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence would be enough. Now you bring in Tim Tebow. Now you got yourself a reality show. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. This is not one playbook that there isn't a playbook, I should say, that how you handle a scandal. The horse trainer, Bob Baffert, got caught up between a couple of strategies yesterday. He's definitely saying he's innocent. His horse, Medina Spirit, winning the Kentucky Derby, but now they are saying that this horse could be disqualified. A second test forthcoming. I don't know why, if you have the A sample, then why does it take so long to get the B sample? Shouldn't it be maybe expedited a little bit? There's a race this weekend, the Preakness. Bob Baffert says that the rules aren't fair. For a man who seems to be in control of everything in his sport, this is a tough week. This is the fifth time in just over a year that his horses have failed drug tests. In the court of public opinion, he's fighting an uphill battle. But he is fighting. You know, and it's not just about Medina Spirit and the Kentucky Derby or the Preakness coming up. It's about his legacy. He's a Hall of Famer. He's the Bill Belichick of his sport. At the very least, Baffert has to convince the people that he didn't knowingly cheat. And even if Medina Spirit is ultimately disqualified, if there's at least a seed of doubt that could help Baffert, then what is it going to be? As he pointed out, this seems to be very low levels of a banned substance. Now, whether that's covering up for something bigger, you have to talk to the horse racing insiders. And we had two different opinions on the interview that I did yesterday, because the insiders wanted something different than just the court of public opinion. The rest of us are going to be watching closely to see how this plays out. If Baffert can somehow keep this from causing irreparable damage to his reputation, are you going to let the horse, Medina Spirit, run in the Preakness? Let me bring back a couple of comments that Bob Baffert had yesterday in the final hour of the program. He's not sure where this anti-inflammatory drug that was in his horse came from.
That specific drug is usually can be injectable, but the horse wasn't injected with that. We checked, make sure that nobody had any special creams. You know, I'm learning about it right now. Nobody that handled the horse had any creams or anything like that. So we just don't know where this came from.
And then he suggested that his horse had been sabotaged.
I think, I don't know if I was sabotaged indirectly. I think it could have been somebody handled this horse, touched it. Because at those levels, it's very minute. It's at a level that it wouldn't affect the horse. And it's scary. They're scary levels because I've had this this problem before.
And then he talked about his reputation.
It's horrible, Dan. It's something that I would, you know, I would never risk my reputation. And I train for, you know, these great horses and I train for great clients. And it's just, it doesn't make sense. People in the horse industry, they understand. You know, it's BS, but not the public.
Not everybody felt that way yesterday, because Bob Baffert talked about, you know, the cancel culture. Like, this is just a drug that was found in your horse. Like, this is, and he's won cases before. He won one last month in an appeal. Yes, he.
Because, like, say me being the average person. Right. It sounds crazy to me that somebody could touch a horse and have so much of whatever the substance is on their hands that it would then leak into the bloodstream to then be tested. Yeah. So, I mean, that's an amazing amount of coincidences to me, the completely untrained, unprofessional horse person. That sounds crazy to me.
Well, it defies logic in our world on the outside. And what kind of operation are you running where people can randomly get close to your horse? I know that you have certain people there. This is the greatest trainer in history. And you would think things would be buttoned up. And why would one of your employees do this? So just trying to understand, I mean, the sport is dirty. It's been dirty for decades. You know, what can you get away with? But if, and he said, look, this drug would not help my horse at all win the Kentucky Derby. Not at all. He said, first of all, never used it, and this wouldn't help my horse. Okay, why do we have these tests? Why is there a marker or some kind of level of you can't go above this if it doesn't help your horse? You can take that drug in California, but you can't take that drug. Your horse can't have that drug in its system. The levels are different state by state. I find that interesting. That's part of the problem, too. Varying degrees here of you can get away with that, but you can't get away with that depending on what state you're in. Do you let him? He's not going to the Preakness. Medina Spirit's going. What if Medina Spirit goes there? They still don't have the test results back. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, you're right, Dan. It goes state by state. The Kentucky Horse Racing Commission said it could be at least 4 weeks until the second blood sample is correctly tested and the results are positive or negative. And then now with the Preakness, that is up to the Maryland Racing Commission. The Maryland Racing Commission says they have not made a decision. They are looking at the situation, monitoring the situation. So and it's not a yes or a no yet.
And he talked yesterday about taking legal action if to get his horse in the Preakness. What if he's barred from the Preakness and he's clear? This horse is cleared. He's going to sue? So they're now this race is even more interesting. If this horse doesn't win the Kentucky Derby, would this horse be invited to go to the Preakness? Would Bob Baffert have this horse go to the Preakness? Probably not. But you win the Kentucky Derby, maybe you're catching lightning in a bottle and you somehow have a triple crown horse on your hands here. The value of that. Yeah, Paulie.
Also, the prize money for the Kentucky Derby is basically in escrow right now.
Yeah.
It's $1.86 million and was going to go to Medina Spirits, and now it's going to go to Mandaloon only if it's a DQ, which could take weeks and weeks.
Yeah, McLovin.
Now, my understanding is, I am the horse racing insider here.
Of course.
That a lot of the good horses don't go to the Preakness because they just ran in the Derby, so it's a weaker field, and he could win this race. I know that sounds like, what if he wins it in a weak field? Very possible. Then we have a real situation. Now, by the way, does that sound right? Haven't you heard that before, that a lot of horses skip the Preakness because they want to do the Belmont?
Well, it depends on what kind of horse you have. You know, with the track, you know, Belmont's a marathon. But, the Preakness.
It probably points out load management for horses.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think they're doing it like NBA players do. I think I'm going to sit out the Preakness. You know, I need a personal day. I need a spa day. I'm going to sit out the Preakness here. Yeah. Load management in horse racing. But Bob Baffert, he came on wanting to defend himself. And I don't know if he helped himself or hurt himself. It may have been a little bit of both there. But I don't think there's cancel culture here. Like, you'd have to explain, like, wait, so somebody doesn't want you to win. Like, what is the cancel culture here? And then you say sabotage. Does this help? This happen to other horses, to other trainers? Who's around the horse? That's what I want to know. And why does it take so long to get the B sample? What else is more important than this in horse racing right now?
Like, it's 18th on the list.
Yeah.
The list?
Like, what are we doing? We're going to talk about what we're going to serve for lunch at the Belmont. We're going to do Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks. Like, what are we doing? Isn't this really important right now? Yeah, Paul.
It'd be like Justin Turner in the, seventh inning of the World Series.
Yeah.
On the last turn, we're coming down the... Whoa, 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 whoa. The test just came in.
Yep.
Hold up, everybody!
Yep.
Some dude runs out there with like a lab coat.
Yeah. Yes, Tom.
And what steps could have or should have been taken if this is the fifth time there's been an incident in a little over a year? You would think, after one, certainly after twice, there would be some kind of stricter regulations or cameras in the barn or whatever you have to do to follow a horse leading up to a big event.
Well, he was just talking about one of the hands, the stable guys, peed in the barn where the horse was, and the horse ate the hay, and then it tested. These are far-fetched, but I mean, they could be true. It's just that it just seems to happen to Bob. Is it happening to other trainers here? How prevalent is this? How many people come in contact with this horse? Yeah, Paul.
Bob Baffert, one piece of advice. He went third person a couple times yesterday.
Yeah.
That's not helping his case.
No, it doesn't.
Like Ricky Henderson may be one of the few people who could pull that.
Yeah, McLovin.
If the horse does run, do you think this will be a distraction for the horse? Is Medina Spirit just getting caught up in all this?
I don't think Medina Spirit is going to. I mean, that'll make it even more amazing that Medina Spirit was able to overcome all of this. I don't know if he's embarrassed or not. Yes, Tom.
But when a horse is saddled with all this controversy,
it's hard to
concentrate.
All right. All right. Hey, you winning some, you losing some.
Lose more.
Might be hoof Bob Baffert.
Oh!
To...
Okay.
Hey. That was good.
Tighten things up a bit.
Okay. Got anything else there, back row? Nope.
Googling horse terms. Yeah, Googling horse terms.
Hey, let's take it easy on Bob. Hey.
Oh, okay.
Because hay is for horses.
All right. So, no, I got that.
Unless it's peed on.
No,
apparently.
I got that.
Fallen Oats, the Medina Spirit store.
Oh.
Fallen Oats. Mm. Sorry. Mm. Before Todd got it.
Okay. Yeah.
We got to raise the barn a little bit on that.
No. Last call. Anybody? Anybody?
I feel like one's about to hit me, but it's just not there yet.
Good. I think we're close up shop here. I remember when I would drive with my kids and you'd see a field where there'd be hay, and then we'd be driving and then my kids would be quiet and I'd go, "Hey!" And then I would just point over to the field and they're like, why do you say hay? And I go, "No, that's hay over there." I did that so many times. Here's another one. When I go by a cemetery with my kids, I'd say, "You know how many dead people are in there?" All of them. Took a while for them to catch on. Yes, Seton.
My father did the close cousin of that. Every cemetery we went by, he'd say, "You know, people are dying to get in there." Every single, "You know, people are dying to get in there." Yep, sure do, Dad.
I mean, this was dad humor before it was labeled a negative. Dad humor. Dad jokes. Dad bods. Chad in Phoenix. Hi, Chad. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good,
first
sir.
Time, long time. 5'11", way too much. just want to let you know, my dad, he was a horse trainer, then a farrier, and then a breeder. And it's actually not very uncommon. He's never was the where Bob Baffert is, as big as him. But it's not uncommon for them to have, like, grooms, which are, like, helpers,
yeah,
sleep overnight with the horses because of people that actually do try to mess with the horses.
Okay, but you're Bob Baffert. Shouldn't you have,
I know, trust me,
like, this
that
is
part,
Bob Baffert. This isn't somebody that, you know, somewhere in, you know, small town USA and got a horse. Like, it's Bob Baffert. You would think that you would have cameras, protection there. Like, you got your stable hand who's peeing in the barn with your horse. Really? Yeah, Paul.
I mean, the men's room is probably like 100 yards away, 50 yards away. You're sitting there and there's hay. The horse is going to rat you out. It's not going to narc on you. Yeah, you can pee where you can. Yeah. Hey, it's perfect.
Hey, hey. Hey, don't do that. Hey, stop peeing. See what I did with that, Todd?
That was nice. Yeah, that was very nice.
You. Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, the horse has already used the hay. So what's the difference? I actually now get this. It's a good excuse.
Well, I think the groomsman said, "I'm going to hit the hay." And yes, Todd.
But if you took a Gallup poll, you would think millionaires
nice,
should have 24-hour security around the barn.
All right. It's quite a comeback after 2 hours being quiet.
Wow, here it comes.
I was booking guests. Yes, McLovin.
What would the groom do if he had the trots? You get trotters? No, that's terrible. Is that not safe for radio? I'm going to...
Oh,
man. I apologize. We had a pretty good show until this last hour, felt like. Oh, Todd's got mock headlines. These are Aaron Rodgers mock headlines, or are these horse racing?
These are not horse racing. This was what the headlines would be if Aaron Rodgers moved on from the Packers.
How many of them?
I only have four.
All right, go ahead.
Rodgers over and out.
Okay, you've used that before.
GB means goodbye. God.
Sucks.
GB, like Green Bay, goodbye.
It, once again, Ryan in Honolulu never explains his.
Okay, mate, GB means goodbye. Lambo creep, good riddance.
What was the first one you did?
Rogers over and out. He's done. He's out of there.
Roger. Yeah. Like Roger.
Roger
that.
Over and
Roger
out.
Roger that.
Like a walkie-talkie. Yeah.
Double nickels hey. All the way, good buddy.
Give us the last one.
Say cheese. Fans happy to see Aaron go?
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I need Ryan to bail me out with a few now.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
We have news on the Bob Baffert horse story.
Oh.
Major news. You want a break?
Yeah. You want me to take a break?
Yeah, I got to show you this one.
You got to show it to me.
Yeah.
Ooh, fun.
All right, yeah, McLovin.
Do you need to point out to readers that Aaron Rodgers did not actually leave the Packers? Those were hypothetical headlines, just in case you came in your car.
If Aaron Rodgers was to happen to leave Green Bay, that might be some of the headlines you would see.
There's
the
a lot
papers.
Of, you won't see any of those headlines. There's a lot of, it feels like, sources, unnamed sources, speculation that if he does leave, real possibility he leaves, then he could go to Denver. Denver's odds of winning the Super Bowl are, I think, held steady, a lot higher than they should be. You know, even with Aaron Rodgers, is Denver's not better than Kansas City? Are they better than the Chargers? Are they better than the Raiders? Like, I'm not even sure, but once again, this is Ian Rappaport had something on the NFL Network last night where he talked about this. This morning talked about this, of the real possibility. Yes, there is a real possibility that he could leave. There's a real possibility he could stay. Is that breaking news? There's a real possibility Aaron Rodgers could stay. Like, what are the other possibilities? He either leaves or he stays. There's two real possibilities here. There's, unless you go, well, there's a real possibility he's going to retire. I don't think that's a real possibility. It's a possibility. I don't think it's really. Yes, Paulie.
My least favorite thing is when you're watching TV and the host says, find out where Aaron Rodgers is going to be next, and you never find out. You never, ever find out. Like, I've watched all these segments and all these shows. Where will he play next season? Find out next. I never find out.
Well, we had to learn how to write that a tease going to break because you always had to ask a question. And it would, so you would have to present it that way. This game went into extra innings. Were the Yankees able to win? Meanwhile, you see the Yankees celebrating at home plate. Yes, Todd.
But who's the editor or the ombudsman or whatever you want to call it that draws the line between tease and BS where it's like, you know, you're really going a little too far trying to trick the audience and then it doesn't pay off and you're like, oh, come on. How many times are you going to do that?
I don't think it's an ombudsman.
Well, someone's got to say, you know what? We can't say, what if Aaron Rodgers goes to the Steelers?
Todd, it's an
ombudsman. What do I call him, an ombudsman?
Ombudsman? Yeah.
Coming up next.
Sausage off.
The definitive list of where Aaron Rodgers will end up.
Plus, Oh, I know. They always sell the hell out of SportsCenter. Right after, pardon the interruption, coming up. And then it'll be like, oh, my God. Like, there's some serious stuff going on. And then you go, wait. Did that match the excitement of the announcer there? We have horse racing news next. Actually, we do. We'll have an
update. The most important horse racing news you will hear today.
We'll take a break. It's coming up on 20 after the hour. More phone calls as well. Hopefully no more mock headlines.
Wow.
Thank you.
Somebody needs to rein that in.
Oh.
I stole that from Twitter.
We'll take a break. Well, at least you give credit. Others in the room don't when they take things.
Whoa, that's a major accusation.
Yeah, well, everybody.
Even worse than Baffert.
No, everybody's looking to see if I'm talking about them.
You're like, hey, what are you, what?
Paul, you just made yourself guilty there.
Like, me? Was it who?
Yeah.
Him?
I was looking at Fritzy.
Whom are you referring to?
Never been caught.
Let's take a break. 20 after the hour, Dan Patrick Show. Discover the Discover credit card. It's amazing. Matching all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. No limit on how much you can earn. That's amazing. In fact, even more amazing because of all the places where Discover's accepted. 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take the Discover credit card. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. That's discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. If you were with us yesterday at this time, we had talked to Bob Baffert. And at one point during the interview, I asked the Hall of Fame trainer, I said, have you talked to all your employees? Have you taken inventory with your staff? Did somebody maybe come in contact with this drug accidentally? And he said, we're in the process, which to me is dangerous because you should have all your information before you're going to go on our show or Fox News and some of the, you know, Sports Center and say that, no, we've never used this drug on that horse. Now, Bob Baffert's attorney just released this statement about 20 minutes ago, basically saying that the veterinarian recommended that they apply a daily ointment to give the horse relief, and it apparently had this drug in it. And that's how they found the 21 picograms found in Medina Spirit post-race blood sample. Our investigation is continuing. Also, Bob Baffert says, I've been told by the pharmacology experts that this could explain the test results. As such, I wanted to be forthright about this fact as soon as I learned of this information. So this is an antifungal ointment. So, you know, the groundwork is laid that this wasn't performance enhancing. But with the admission here, this probably means that Medina Spirit is going to be DQ'd from the Kentucky Derby. With the admission, this is a tweet from Lane Gold. That's a ESPN horse racing reporter Lane Gold, with the admission that Medina Spirit was tested with the antifungal ointment containing this drug, that seems like the second test will come back positive, which would disqualify Medina Spirit from the Kentucky Derby. Yes, Paulie.
DQ'd by athlete's hoof.
Mm.
Fungal.
Yeah.
Do you, as a gentleman, as a sportsman, pull your horse out of the Preakness? Because now you know that second test result should come back the same because you know that you used the product that you weren't supposed to.
But if your horse has been tested 2 weeks prior to the Preakness, is it the same kind of drug test, blood test, so you can run in the Preakness? And if you pass that blood test, then you should be able to run in that race. I mean, it's risky.
But as a sportsman, almost as a gentleman of the sport, do you say, We unintentionally cheated to win the Kentucky Derby. Appears unintentional. And I can't, in all good faith, go the next race.
Yeah, McLovin.
Yeah, I kind of lean that way. I feel like he almost has to pull him out. Because what's the point of racing there if the Triple Crown's not a play anyway? Is it less important for him to be there?
I don't know. You know, the value of that horse, if he would win the Preakness, and maybe go on and win the Belmont. He could say, look, this horse didn't have performance-enhancing drugs in his system. This was a fungal cream that was there. Anti-inflammatory here. It's just weird that you have different levels. Imagine if you go, hey, you can, like, this level of steroid is permissible in baseball in California. Like the Rockies couldn't use it, but, like, if you're in California, you can use this. Like, these are the trace amounts. When you get to New York, it's got to be this level here. Why does horse racing not have uniformity here with these levels? And if it's something that doesn't help your horse at all to win, why is it on that list, that banned list? Yeah, Paulie.
I'm reading the statement by Bob Baffert. His veterinarian recommended the use of antifungal ointment called Otomax. You don't ask, you don't check. Putting anything on your horse the day before the Kentucky Derby, that seems reckless.
But this is where you take inventory of the people who work for you before the denial. So you're able to go, hey, that's everybody here. What's it going to be? 5 people, 10 people, 15. If I was accused of something, I would ask the Danettes, wait, did I say that? Did you guys take part in this? How did this information get out? Like, I'd at least want to know. And then we could all deny it together, of course. But wouldn't you ask? Wouldn't you just say, hey, this is what's happening? Do you think that veterinary is probably going, oh, my God, I hope he didn't ask me. Because the veterinarian should know that it's in there, could be in there. Did it stay in there too long? Apparently so. But that's where you have to ask at least before you do all these shows, just so you're buttoned up. Because he wouldn't have done these shows yesterday if he had asked. If he had asked those who work for him. And maybe he didn't think about getting to the veterinarian. He was talking, you know, everybody else there. Yeah, Paul.
I just pulled up on Chewy.com. It's like a pet site. Automax, it's an ointment for dogs and different kinds of animals. The second leading thing there on the ingredients is betamethasone.
Yeah.
It's, you cannot miss it. It's right under the word Automax. It's not hidden. It's not unfindable. It's easy.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to guess Mandaloon will probably be your Kentucky Derby winner. And this horse will be DQ'd, probably not running in the Preakness. Even though the horse is en route to the Preakness, Bob Baffert is not. Yes, he.
I just got some Bob Baffert sound if you want to hear it from the show.
Oh, okay. Okay, once you find out what has happened, do you do, you know, inventory with your staff where anybody could have possibly administered this to this horse without your knowledge?
Well, usually it's that specific drug is usually it can be injectable, but the horse wasn't injected with that. So we're going through different. We check, make sure that nobody had any special creams. You know, I'm learning about it right now, but nobody handled the horse had any creams or anything like that. So we just don't know where this came from.
Okay, you know that the horse had, this is after the Santa Anita Derby, came down with this condition, but I don't know. I'm just surprised that it shouldn't take long to ask all the right questions to all the right people there before you go public with this. I think that's the only, and that's why I asked this, because Bob Baffert may not have known. But you do a follow-up investigation, then you found out. All you need to do is, hey, anybody come in contact with the horse that we put something on it accidentally? Anything different? I'm guessing the veterinarian would have said, well, you know, I put that cream on the horse, and this is in that ointment. Like that... That shouldn't take long to get from Bob Baffert to the veterinarian who treated your horse. That's what's surprising with this. All right. So right now we don't have anything definitive if this horse is going to be running in the Preakness. Yeah, McLovin.
Do you think, Kentucky State, whoever runs at Kentucky State, are they going to have to come out and announce like a ban for Baffert? They already banned him. Indefinitely. Yeah. Are they going to penalize him? I wonder if he gets a race at the Derby moving forward.
Well, I don't know if it's like, what's the intent here? It seems accidental. Now, we've had athletes who say, hey, I never knowingly took steroids and okay. I bought something over the counter. I didn't know, I was going to test positive. Okay. All right. I got that. This seems to be a little bit different. Like this isn't one of those hardcore steroids that you'll find with athletes. No. So whatever they were looking for or whatever, shows up on your blood test, it did, and will probably DQ this horse. Yeah, McLovin.
It's totally unfair, but this whole story made me think of when McGuire put that GNT product in his locker room and showed
up. Androstenedione.
Yeah, but just in the sense that there was something, everything was fishy. Like you couldn't trust him at all because of like little lies seem to hide bigger lies, although you have no idea.
But also he put it up there because therefore you wouldn't think it was steroids. He's showing you it's out in the open and it was legal at the time. Andro. I mean, it was there in his locker. I don't know if it was somebody, you know, kind of rifling through his stuff. I think it was right there. You know?
I thought that he put it out to show people, I'm doing this thing that's legal, while there was still suspicion that he was doing other things that were illegal.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
So how do you trust Baffert that more wasn't going on? It's hard. It's kind of hard to.
Well, I don't know, Bob. No, but I just know he's successful. That's it. I just know he, you know, got his name up there as a Hall of Famer. So, but I guess the question is, let's say your horse is clean. Did they do a blood test? Do they do a blood test prior to the Preakness? Is this the same way they do it for the Kentucky Derby? And if your horse passes the test, then you should be able to run in the Preakness. If you didn't do anything wrong or you did something accidentally, then you should be able to say, look, we're guilty of this. You know, it didn't give the horse an unfair advantage. It didn't help the horse at all. You had a real small dose in there. The blood test has come back. He's clean to run in the I'm assuming, is it a 14-day window for a blood test for the Preakness? I don't know. I mean, this isn't my wheel of expertise, but it seems like logically you would do a blood test prior to this. And if the horse is clean, let him run in the Preakness. He didn't do anything wrong. Imagine people are... You know, and you know when your pet knows you're mad at it because it did something wrong. Like, I don't know if people give the horse the silent treatment or they're angry at Medina's spirit. How about the veterinarian?
Ooh. Who did he have money on?
Mandaloon. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, see.
That's not like, hey, you got any big races coming up?
No.
Oh, hey, Bob. Yeah, you got anything coming up? Because.
And the horse goes from being treated like a king, you know, after winning the Kentucky Derby and all the fanfare and, you know, get to eat what you, hey, whatever you want. Then all of a sudden, you know, now you're relegated to like the back barn. Anybody seen Medina Spirit? Yeah, giving pony rides to little kids out back.
Hang at the mall, looking to be recognized. Yeah. Trying to sign autographs. Yeah. It's so much fun to cover a sport like once a year.
I don't think the people who are in the sport like when we cover the sport once a year.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's where they're like, oh, yeah, you're going to cover our sport after we have controversy? Like, yeah. Nobody covers the Derby like we do. Yes, Steve.
I was wondering if Todd knew what that event with Medina Spirit would be called when it's off sort of like sideshow signing autographs.
Here it comes.
I don't know.
It would be the main event, Todd.
Oh!
M-A-N-E. For a horse's mane.
Funky Cole Medina.
Oh, yeah.
The sport has sunk to a whole new tone low. Low.
Fritzy not winning, placing, or showing up. No offense.
So stupid. We really are.
I'm going to take a break. I think that's best for all parties involved. Take a break. Last call for phone calls after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recapping the Bob Baffert Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit story, Bob Baffert found out that the veterinarian used a cream on this horse, and it did have that anti-inflammatory in it. Right on the label, by the way. And Bob Baffert just found that out. I'm guessing the B sample, the A sample came back positive. The B sample, when that comes back, whenever that is, will probably be positive as well. And it looks like Bob Baffert's horse could be DQ'd or will be DQ'd as the Kentucky Derby winner. Yeah, Paul.
Maybe that's what he should name his next race horse. DQ'd. Gonna jump on things.
Is there a horse named DQ'd? Unless it's the guy who owns Dairy Queen, I don't think that you would have a horse that would be called DQ'd. But, you know, there's always, you know, creativity with these names there. But, yeah, DQ is probably not going to be a horse name there. Clay in Texas joins us on the program. Hi, Clay. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How are you? I've heard the conversation about Medina Spirit and the Otomax, and that's, you know, I'm a veterinarian in Austin and actually just do the small animal medicine, dogs and cats. But Otomax is a very commonly used medication for just inflammation in the ears. That's normally involving bacteria and or yeast. And betamethasone is not like it's not an anabolic steroid. It's not something that's actually muscle building or we think of as performance enhancing. It's more
why would it be illegal, Clay?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find out. You know, I'm as curious as the next guy, but I'm not as familiar as what's banned in the medications involving horse racing. But I would love to know why betamethasone is illegal, because that's such a very commonly used as an anti-inflammatory, not so much as not performance enhancing. So that's how it's commonly used.
All right. Well, thank you, Clay. Yeah, I'm looking at the package here, and it says right there, second ingredient. That's what I don't understand, that Bob Baffert taking inventory with everybody, just asking, hey, anybody use anything come in contact with that could have affected this horse? And here's the veterinarian who treated this horse. Yeah, Paul.
Do you see the Otomax warnings on the label? Keep out of the reach of children. Don't use before Kentucky Derby.
Oh,
right there
on
the box.
It does not say that.
On the box.
It doesn't.
You got to look really close. It's there. It's
okay.
In the fine print.
Oh, I see. Keep out of reach of children. Yep, and you're right. And don't use prior to the Kentucky Derby. Yes, Eden.
I like that it's taken this long for somebody to ask the vet. Hey, all right, let's see. Go through everybody. Did you do anything? Yeah. No. Did you do anything? Yeah. No. Did you do anything? No. How many days later? Yeah. Like, hey, did anybody call the vet yet? Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Otomax. Remember that? Some kind of fungal thing.
Dino in New York. Hey, Dino.
Something that raised my suspicions with the interview yesterday, I think you asked them about some previous horses that had tested positive, and
yep.
I don't know if it was a slip of the tongue or not, but he said, I was sloppy.
Early in his career, he said he was sloppy. That's a great point.
Yeah, Dan. I mean, I think it's implausible to believe that before the Kentucky Derby, the biggest race, Bob Baffert, the greatest trainer, doesn't know every single thing that's going on with that horse. It just doesn't add up.
All right. Well, thank you, Dino. Charles in Florida. Hey, Charles.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to let you know I've been a horse veteran owner for over 40 years. And Baffert, it's known as of 2000, he's had at least 29 positive tests that we know of. So this isn't something new. And as a trainer and a horse owner, the vet just doesn't do what they want. You tell the vet what you want done. You know, they have to get paid for this stuff. So to say, you know, check with the vet at the last minute, like Seton said, no, the vet's going to come to you and ask what he wants done. So Baffert's 68 years old. He's not learning about this today. This isn't something new. It's not like the athlete who put something in his body that didn't know about it. He has to tell the vet what he wants done. He's got to pay the bill to the vet. The vet just doesn't do what he wants to do.
Charles, thank you. Bob Baffert's got a long day today. Fritzy called, and it went right to voicemail. Fritzy wants to know if this story has been fully vetted.
To the Otomax.
Yes. I got it. Mm-hmm. We're good. Yeah. Oh, look who called in. Ryan in Honolulu.
Aloha! I've been champing at the bit to give you some of my Derby Talk headlines.
My nemesis.
See what I did there?
I got you, Ryan. No, don't do Fritzy. Just get right to it. See what I did there?
All right. I think someone stole my thunder on this first home, but tried to pick a winner, but drug test is Funky Gold Medina.
Okay.
I've got Kentucky Dirty.
Okay.
Trainer Axe Bob Baffled.
Okay. I like that one. You're rallying.
We've got Punters Can't Cash Tickets. This is a bunch of horse spirit.
That one's not good. I like the energy, but that's all not right. Good.
Well, it's old church downhill from here, so I'm out. Aloha.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you. Yeah, Paul.
That was a nice recovery. He whiffed and embraced the whiff.
Yeah, he did. Who else is on the phone. Brett in Wisconsin, our Packer Insider.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, you got an update? You got any news here?
Well, my brother texted me over the weekend to let me know that they got a word that Rodgers might be stopping in the old store. So, okay, I got to ask because
Wait a minute. He's stopping in the store?
Yeah, so that's what I was trying to tell you guys is my brother works at a store up there that's owned
by
electronics. A board member.
Yeah.
Correct. So they have a contract with the Packers because he's a board member that all the Packers players, when they need stuff, they go there. So they get to see Packers players all the time.
Okay.
So they give them a heads up when they know somebody might be stopping in. So they're all prim and proper and not like riding around on hoverboards being stupid. So anyway, they got a call this weekend that Rodgers may be stopping in there, even though reports are saying he wasn't actually in town.
Okay.
So, anyway, I was just trying to follow up with last week's call because I didn't understand the old ribbing about the Apple thing because that's just one of the products they sold, and I was trying to explain why they get to see people.
Did we rib you?
One of your boys, not you.
Oh.
I think mercilessly we ribbed him. Yeah.
Yeah. I think yeah. We make fun of everybody, Brett, but thank you.
Nah, it's all good.
Okay.
It's all good. But yeah, no, anyway, the only update that we got is the fact that it's all being completely blown out of proportion still, and that they are close to putting this all to bed. So.
All right. That's Brett in Wisconsin. Thank you, Brett. Yes, Polly.
We make fun of a lot of people on this show. He's going to have to be more specific.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Brett's just giving his opinion like he's supposed to. You're getting upset about
it. Just calling in like I was supposed to.
Yeah.
Best.
All right. Brett had some inside information, and you guys made fun of him. Hope you're happy. What did I learn on today's show, Todd?
During his appearance today, Tim Kirchner accidentally called Shane Bieber Justin Bieber, but we still love Timmy K.
And he says that he has no idea who Justin Bieber is. Weather vans stop short. Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond from their customization options. Cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, and financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Did anybody pick up Brett in Wisconsin's quote here? NFL Network going with that yet?
Checking.
Talk to you tomorrow. One more item as I sit back down. It's Simply Safe Home Security, award-winning home security. Now, you know it's engineered with the latest technology to keep your family safe. But really, what sets Simply Safe apart? The people. Highly trained security experts, they're there for you when you need them the most. Now, let's say alarm goes off. Person who cares is there on the phone, making sure you're okay. An emergency happened. A person who cares is there for you, getting fire and police responders to your front door right away. And if you have a problem setting up your system, a person who cares is there to help you step by step. But you can do it. Simply Safe is there 24/7 with people who care, experts trained to not only keep you safe, but make you feel safe. U.S. News recently called Simply Safe, quote, the best home security of 2021. Learn more about Simply Safe and how Simply Safe can protect you and your family. Visit SimplySafeDan.com today. Customize your system. Get a free security camera. 60-day risk-free trial. Nothing to lose. It's SimplySafeDan.com.